Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
The government's on the 14th day, right?
That's right.
Shutdown. Just relax. Realize the worst case scenario for somebody who... Dark tactics is to find out that you can live without them.
Threats.
I'm out of here. I'm gone. I'm just gone. It's like, well, I've already packed your stuff already.
Don't let the door hit you.
We can redo this thing. We can redo this. I read the documents. And it's like, it's still functioning. What do you got to do? And it's like, let's push the old guy out of the park. It's like, really? Do you realize,
you know,
don't touch that man. The man allowed us to be able to have this free nation and the Constitution. He laid down his life for us. That's what the memorial is about, people that fought for our country.
I believe this weekend a whole bunch of these the vets gathered on Washington, and they said they stormed the beach to Normandy. Now they're storming the memorial, and they were all gathered. I mean,
you see what they did with the barriers?
What did they do?
They piled them up in front of the White House.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Can you find that for us?
Sure.
These are oldie. Wow.
They did.
Think about those guys. They're up in age. They were just, wow.
Well, so understand this, that America is beginning to awaken. She's been asleep. And the church needs to awake. Realize there is no America outside God. And when you look at those that have partnered and sponsored with us, there's three pillars that we talk about. And that's why you need to go and let them know you appreciate them.
Sure.
Sponsors that appreciate them. Standing up for these three pillars, which is God and country in that order, and Israel. Let them know and do business with them.
Yeah.
And not only that, become one. You can go to VFNTV.com now and follow the prompts to be able to become a sponsor in the context of that. But in knowing this is a worst-case scenario for someone in darkness to find out when the people who thought they were captives, they couldn't get free from that. That you can live outside of bondage.
Sure.
It's that, you know, the Emancipation Proclamation's been signed for everybody that was held into captivity and darkness, and it was signed by the blood of Jesus, but we got to know that we can be free.
Right.
We can be free. And that's the worst-case scenario for taskmasters to think, you to find out the truth, that you cannot, that you can live life outside of them, that you can prosper with God over you. And that we can have one nation under God again.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so here we are. It's happening. So if we just relax and just realize that 532 folks in Washington, D.C. does not yet make a nation.
Mm-hmm.
It's you. 325 million, whatever it is, folks. It's a government. We the people. Mm-hmm. We just need to relax and turn back to God. We need to put God in the center of everything. You got something to say? You got something to say? I feel like a thought's coming up. I just feel like it's some profound thing's about to happen.
I'm intently listening.
Oh, okay, that's what that was.
Oh,
help me, I'm falling in. But in that, in the context of that, that right now in CBN News, you got to see this. This is a report of what took place with the memorial and what the soldiers did. The vets, I guess they stormed D.C.,
They stormed the memorial.
Take a look at this.
The government shutdown enters its third week today. Now the specter of the debt ceiling deadline looms larger, just 4 days away. Across the country, patience is wearing thin as lawmakers continue to fight for advantage. Senate leaders are taking charge of negotiations to end the government shutdown and avoid a default. But so far, they too have failed to agree on a deal.
We're in a free fall as Republicans, but Democrats are not far behind. And after listening to all of us talk, now I probably understand why 60% of Americans want to vote all incumbents out.
Republicans are no longer pushing to defund or change Obamacare. But now Democrats are trying to end the automatic sequester spending cuts as part of any deal.
So the plan would be open up the government immediately for a period of time before the sequester hits, and then have serious discussions where we might be able to undo the sequester.
If you break the spending caps, you're not going to get any Republicans in the Senate.
Republicans say undoing the sequester cuts would increase spending, a major step in the wrong direction. Meanwhile, the American people's patience is wearing thin over the politics of the shutdown. Hundreds of protesters calling themselves the Million Vet March removed barricades at several memorials and then marched over to the gates of the White House.
You work for us! You work for us! There's no middle ground, it seems like. That's the trouble. So the left hand doesn't want to talk to the right hand.
Fire them all.
Republican Senator Ted Cruz joined the crowd. He asked why the government was spending money during the shutdown to erect barricades to keep veterans out of memorials.
Our veterans should be above politics. Enough games.
Several protesters carried signs reading, "Impeach Obama." Police got involved, pushing the crowds back away from the White House gate.
It's amazing that it looks like the vets who are being pushed out of the memorials are reacting, it looks like, on, according to CBN News. And they were just shocked that we pushed back our veterans. This is a veteran. A veteran is a person who laid their risked their life or gave their life in the context of defending the Constitution, defending us. They they gave us their best.
Yeah.
Think about it. This is what one particular journalist was saying as she was interviewing Michelle Bachmann was, they gave us their best. We owe them our best.
That's right.
You know?
We have many that are walking around today wounded, and they're scarred for life, and their families have been adjusted as a result of what happened and their sacrifice. We owe this to them. This is their memorial.
Yeah, right.
And the thing about it is the ultimate wound of all is to give your very best and then be rejected.
Sure.
And say, what were we fighting for? What was going on? And, of course, we appreciate them. There's more. And I really believe like Dr. King said that there is more good people in America that has the heart. They're just, they just need to hear. They need to see what's going on. And we need to do it in the context of who I believe, Dr. King, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was an apostle. I believe that. I believe that he led America to fulfill its original founding father commitment that we, the people, that are given our rights from God, given our rights from the Lord, and that we're all equal. And he did it in the context of the Constitution, and he did it as a believer in the context of God's word, and he didn't break out of either one of them. And if we that's the country that God has blessed us with, that it's an amazing experiment that our founding fathers thought at first that, you know, we'll see how long this goes in regards to it. And we found out that as long as God is over it, you know, that we can find our way in it. And just looking at the context of that, and you look at this look pretty peaceful that I know of, you know, in regards to that, but I'm not sure, you know, in the context of it, the CBN News reporting, but that we can actually live within the context of the Constitution and as children of the light and understand that you cannot defeat darkness with, you cannot defeat hate with hate, that only love can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot defeat darkness with darkness. Only light can do that. That's what Dr. King said. And that's what we're supposed to be, children of the day, children of the light. So I just want to encourage you there in the context of that. We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right. The VFM radio program. You're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.